This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In a couple of different sets of public remarks today, President Trump said he stands by his decision last week cutting off what are known as CSRs, subsidies mostly for low-income customers in the individual healthcare market. The president also said Obamacare basically doesn't exist anymore. Be that as it may, people are still thinking about their medical bills and how they are going to pay them. Perfect fodder, really, for our series that we call My Economy, how you are getting by in your economic day-to-day. Today's dispatch comes to us from Erwin Kwan. He's in Natick, Massachusetts.
There are a couple of things that you hear, especially from people who advocate financial independence, and it's, you know, to have 6 months' expenses, make sure that your expenses are less than your income, and we have that covered. All the costs of healthcare and disasters, like God forbid if someone gets like cancer or someone in my family and we have to start paying regular expenses, you don't know what those costs are. You just know they're high, and it's so high compared to almost anything else in your life that you have to pay for. My wife, when she was younger, she had to take an ambulance ride. It's 5 minutes long, the ride, and the bill from the hospital was over $10,000. She had to fight her insurance to try to get that reduced and reduced and reduced over time until finally, you know, they managed to agree to a reasonable amount. Your health is really important, and all of this stuff is really important, but you feel like there's this weird disconnect between the way that you pay insurance and kind of like the direct value you get of it in that sense. I guess it's pretty timely because open enrollment season for insurance is coming up, right? And every year, you know, your employer contacts you and is like, you know, these things have changed on your insurance, right? As I get older, I'm going to have to start checklisting these things off and making sure, okay, this is now covered. Oh, okay, that's not covered anymore. You know, do I want to do that? Like, I'm pretty fortunate and I'm worried. I can't even imagine what people who struggle to get health insurance and then have to struggle to pay for it. It doesn't seem sustainable. There seems like there has to be a more efficient way.
That was Erwin Kwan out of Natick, Massachusetts. Take a second, would you, and tell us your economic story. Marketplace.org/myeconomy is the place.